Let's talk about this massive, massive marketing machine that are these Premier League clubs, Liverpool. I mean, it is just huge.
It's actually insane. I mean, if you look, first of all, I mean, if you look at actually the players that are playing, okay, they all have a value to them because they're all traded. And I think you've seen whenever there's a huge trade, there's a big announcement in the press. And the value of marketing for these clubs from football, from UEFA in general is absolutely, absolutely massive. I mean, 350 million people tuned in to watch the UEFA Champions League final, incredible, which is huge.
350 million people.
350 million plus. So, I mean, those
are more than Facebook friends that I've got, I think. I'm just working it out. If I add the two accounts, nope, still not.
No,
right, there we go.
And Twitter and maybe throw in Instagram.
Or something. Right.
So not quite there. All right. Well, just to give you some sort of little stats on that.
Yes.
Liverpool was actually the eighth highest earning football club in the world.
Right.
This is in 2018. And the annual revenue was 424 million euros. So, and it was valued at the club, just the club alone, it was valued at 1.9 billion
incredible
euros. Sorry, $1.9 billion. I don't know, they're mixing their currencies.
But,
I mean, that just shows the power of football, the power of the sport. And again, what happens with sport is that it actually transcends the human experience. It talks to the human spirit. And that's what, I mean, if you look at the fan base, the fans are religious in their following.
Oh, there's no question.
They are absolutely manic.
If you watch them, I mean, there is definitely more faith in those stands than in any church or synagogue or mosque. I mean, there's no question. They are weeping with fervor. You know, and in fact, Louis Campos mentioned it, and he's certainly not a Liverpool supporter, but he said he had cold shivers when the Liverpool fans at the end were singing "You'll Never Walk Alone." That is prayer.
That is the power of prayer. It is actually religious. And when you watch, and when people watch it, they get so involved and they get like so tense. And I mean, it can literally ruin their day. I mean, even I've got kids at school, they say, "No, this teacher's a this supporter, Man
right,
United
absolutely.
Supporter, Liverpool supporter." I mean, we live nowhere near England, and
right. Well, in fact, one of the most terrible horrors of going to any bar mitzvah today is the standard line that says one of the friends are always going to say, you know, and he's so this my friend, this Davey is so good, this and he's so cool, except
Liverpool
just a pity he supports Liverpool, ho ho ho, and everybody laughs like, okay, that's funny. It's never funny. Just drop it from your bar mitzvah speeches. It's very, very boring. But the point is that it's part of the point that I'm making is that it's part of our identity from such a young age.
Absolutely. It's completely built into culture. But you know, where it depends also who you support is very much a function of the father. Or the family. So there's like a football family. There can't be diversion of support. There has to be either, the whole family's going to support Man United, they're going to support Man United. They're all going to support Liverpool, they've got to support Liverpool. And you've noticed we only use those clubs because
does seem to be the two main clubs that South Africans support.
Absolutely. Although, I must tell you, when we talk about, as I mentioned, the value of the club, Liverpool obviously is actually sort of gaining ground, especially post winning this weekend. If anyone didn't hear about it, by the way, Liverpool won 2-0 to Tottenham Hotspurs. And this is actually the first match where a Spanish team hasn't actually made the finals. So Real Madrid and Barcelona, those are actually the two most valuable teams in the world. So if you look at their value, the actual value is 4.2 billion.
Unreal.
I mean, that's an crazy, crazy, crazy number. So Real Madrid actually heads that up with 4.2 billion in value, and the revenue is $896 million. So that talks to the brand value, the equity. It talks to the merchandise or the merch, sorry, as we say these days.
The merch. Really? Is that a thing?
The merch is a thing.
It is
a thing.
I did not know this.
Do you know that someone the other day told me that merch isn't a thing? I'm like, no. Because they heard that.
No, if you say it and if Zanati says it, then I'm convinced.
Merch is a thing. So it's no longer, if you say merchandise, kids will not understand you. But you say merch, 100%. Really? Know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I nearly used the other one completely wrong the other day, because I wrote something on this massive media group that I'm involved with, and somebody wrote "preach!" exclamation mark, and my kids were sitting there, and I said, "Are they telling me I'm being preachy? How dare they?" And I'm about to go, I'm like, kids are saying, "No, that's a good thing. Preach is good. Preach is good. So I didn't know that. Preach.
Yeah, no, I'm not down with preach. Zanati, are you down with preach?
Preach to the choir.
Exactly. They're saying, it's like you go, girl.
Exactly.
You preach, girl.
That's what it is. That's so they just say preach.
Hallelujah.
Preach, exclamation mark. I had no idea. Anyway, back to merch.
All right, no, so actually, if you go, I mean, my kid's also watching this guy named John Paul on YouTube, so mm-hmm. we're digressing slightly, but let me just give you this. And he has 9 million followers. He's a random, like, kid, basically, in the States.
Yeah.
He's now worth bombs because he's got all these followers. And now they sell the merch, and the kids are like, "Mark, can I get some merch?" I'm like, no.
Absolutely. Well, in fact, is that very funny, because I don't know if you noticed, all the men definitely noticed, there was the streaker at the Liverpool game, at the game on Saturday night, and this Russian model in a swimsuit came charging onto the field, everybody running behind her, and it turned out that she was advertising on her swimsuit her boyfriend's adult website. She was already fairly popular. She had 250,000 Instagram followers before running onto the field. By the end of the day, she had gone up to 1 million subscribers on Instagram, followers on Instagram, because of her stunt. So she was absolutely thrilled, and then Instagram shut her account down.
No
way. I didn't see that they shut her account.
Suspended her account late last night, I suppose.
I would call that freedom of speech. Freedom of expression.
Something. Yeah, I'm not really sure about that. Either way, I thought it was very, very funny because I think she got what she deserved, actually. No, because imagine the message to everybody else. So you want to get, you want to become famous, just go ahead.
I was also thinking about that here.
Dina Diamond, we're running out of time, unfortunately. 7:43. So we were talking about the marketing of these major, major clubs. Just give us those numbers again, some of the values in these, in some of these major, major clubs.
Well, I've given you some values, so let me just give you some others in terms of earnings a week, okay? Mm-hmm. A week. So the top players, the highest paid earners in the universe, Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Neymar, and Oscar. And they are, let me just give you, Lionel Messi earns £350,000 a week.
A week?
A week.
It's like similar to
Zanetti. And so does Cristiano Ronaldo. So yeah. Ronaldo and Messi earn £350,000 a week. That's because they are just absolute legends. And I don't know if you've seen Ronaldo's Instagram page. He has 169 million followers.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I know it's just a few less than you.
Yes.
But I know you just look, I'll show Zanati a few pictures right now, not for you, Howard.
Which is why he has the followers and I don't, but never mind that.
But needless to say, I mean, the UEFA itself is actually one of six federations that falls within FIFA, and every single federation is brilliantly organized. They've got huge values, and they're pulling in the tickets. They've got the numbers.
Incredible.
They've got the football players. They've got the clubs. Go get your own merch again. Get your name on the back of your shirt, which you've seen, which is classic. And everywhere you go, on Saturday, and especially on Saturday, you saw everyone if they had their shirts, they were wearing their shirts. So bottom line is that football is a big game. It's a big marketing play. And, if you're not a football fan, then I'm shocked.
Absolutely right. Time is 7:45. That's Dina Diamond with the marketing report. Thank you, Dina.